Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Frolics. And where's my engineer? I don't know. Supposed to be an engineer on this show, and I don't know where she is. Well, rise and shine, Ollie. Rise and shine. Why do you always have to say that? Well, what do you want me to say? I don't know. Why don't you say shine and rise? Shine and rise. Will you cut that out? Well, I made you a nice breakfast. Start the day off right. I'm not hungry. Oh, well, that's all right, because the doctor said you have to lose weight. Lose weight? What does he know? He's no lightweight himself, you know. Well, yeah, but he's a doctor. He's a doctor. That makes it worse. And anyway, why do I have to lose weight? What'll happen if I don't lose weight? Well, if you don't lose weight, you're going to poof. What?
Poof?
What is that? Poof. You know, poof, when you fall down and you can't get up. Well, now, come on now. We're going to be late. You got to get your physical today. Physical? What for? Well, because I didn't want to tell you, but you got a paper from Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam? You mean the Army? Well, I don't mean Uncle George. I mean Uncle Sam. You know who Uncle Sam is, don't you? Let me see that. Dear sir, we are proud to have you in this man's army. What? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What? Now, don't get excited. You gotta go down there and get your physical, and maybe when they see how big you are, they'll say, well, he can't fit into the uniform. When you get away from me, why don't you help me? Now let me do the talking. Maybe they'll think you're indigent and they won't take you. Will you stop that? Oh, Sergeant, I'm Stanley Laurel, and this is Oliver, and he's quite indigent, you know.
Indigent, huh? Don't give me that. Looks like he could lose a little weight, but other than that, he seems all right. Seems pretty tough for this army. All right, get in there and pull your pants down.
What?
You heard me. You gotta get 14 inoculations. 14 14? Gee, I'm glad I don't go in the army. Oh, well, what's the matter with you? I poof a lot. You, what? Get in there, two of you. Now, pull your pants down. Wait a minute. Can we do this? Can we do it? Do we have to do it from the rear? Can we do it from the arm? Ah, a bunch of wimps, are you? Well, we'll take care of that.
Uh-oh.
When you see bullets flying at you, you won't be a wimp anymore, that's for sure. Now, here. We'll do the inoculation later. Pick out a uniform. What color do you like? There's green and green. Green and green. Well, he doesn't like green. All right. Here's a khaki. That's better. Khaki. Say, what do we have to do in the army? What do you have to do? What do you think the army does? What do you think we do? Sit around and play Scrabble all day and tiddlywink? We work. We're soldiers. We fight. Fight? I don't want to fight. Who am I going to fight with? Don't worry. The government will find somebody for you to fight with. They always do. I've been in this army for 25 years, and I'm still fighting. You're in the army now. All right. Oh, don't worry. Tomorrow you have to get all your inoculations. We haven't forgotten about that. That's in case you go overseas. Overseas? But how do we get there, Sergeant? Well, we usually fly over the ocean in a plane. I can't stand planes. I hate them. One time I went in the plane when I was little, and I never came back. What do you mean you never came back? Get in there. Woo! All right, Laurel and Hardy in the army. Woo! Hey, the Inner Sight Frolics. Around the world, let's see, we got the Honeymooners coming. Oh, we got Louie coming up, Honeymooners.
Yeah, he came in and out on the board, but he's going to come back, I know him.
Disabled Friendly Philosopher. Yeah. On the, did you hear the latest?
Yeah, what?
The philosopher is going to philosophize about the latest side effects on the vaccine. Did you hear the news flash on NBC, you know? The Center for Disease Control. Now, wait a
minute. CDC, what they do.
For Disease Control. If they controlled the disease, we wouldn't have it, would they?
That's right.
I think they ought to change that name. The Center for How to Get a Disease.
That's true.
That's a better name for them.
Yeah.
You know, the Center for Disease Control. Well, how come they don't control? How come we got it? Well, people got it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right, give me some philosopher music. I gotta tell people about the side effects of the vaccine. See?
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Let me move over here.
Yeah,
here we
oh
come.
Boy, I tell you. And you wonder why I wouldn't take it?
Uh oh.
Only
Let It Go one more time, maestro. Hello there, folks. This is your Center for Disease Control. Your disabled friendly philosopher. Yeah. Well, did you hear the latest? Now, there's a whole list of side effects on the website of the Center for Disease, How to Get It. And Now, listen. If you took vaccine number one, here's the list. You can go blind, deaf, dumb, stupid, moronic. And you won't be able to walk either.
And you wonder why.
That's the side effect, see? You'll stay by the stove, you'll need a saucer of warm milk with a pill, and your hair will fall out.
There you go.
That's number one vaccine. Number two vaccine. You'll hate your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, and everybody in your family. You'll lose your job. You won't be able to go to church. That's a good, or at least that's one good thing. And you won't be... You won't be able to, when you go, you'll be so bad, they won't be able to find a coffin to fit you. That's number two vaccine.
Number three, you don't even want to know.
And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Five?
We take you to Carnegie Hall, where we find America's foremost
Wait a minute. We don't want to go to Carnegie Hall. Get that out
of
here.
Love in
blue. No, Carnegie. Okay, all right.
Thank you.
He's stuck in. Why'd he do that?
What we would like to have, if you can find it, is a Lucy in honor of Rosie.
Okay,
we want to
do
a Lucy.
Yes. I got to look.
If you can find one. All right, in a sight. Around the world, and look out for those side effects. I'll tell you, man. They probably got them on their website. You know, if you can look them up.
Yeah.
All right. Brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. The Akita. A little bear. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Let's see. You want to adopt an Akita? Yeah, that's good. Good dog.
Yeah.
609-388-7004. Call them up. Yeah, call up the Akita. Well, when you call up, ask them if you can talk to an Akita. That's it. They talk. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Want to buy a house, sell a house, or get rid of a house, or whatever. Even if you have a house trailer, you know, you want to drive it to the end of the water or whatever. I don't know. But don't go in the water with it. I don't think house trailers can float. Float my boat. Will you cut that out? All right. Kennedy Realty, let's see, 631-888-1186. Yeah, Mr. Kennedy, good friend of Inner Sight. Beautiful children of the world, watch out for them, take care of them. Little Tommy, Ollie, Avanti, Oquindo, and Corey Foster, all the others, the beautiful little sweet ones of the earth. Yeah, if I had my way, the people who hurt the little children, would they get theirs? All right. Go an extra mile for a child. Hey, some of our friends, Baccaro Italian Tavern, GoodMojoPrinces.com, SuttonInsurance.com, and Touro Law Center. .com. So look them up, check them out, and we thank them for helping Inner Sight. You got the Inner Sight Frolics right here. Crazy stuff, yeah. Louie's coming up.
Oh, always
Honeymooners.
Crazy.
And let's see what else. We got the exclusive footage. Now this, nobody else has this, you know. The exclusive footage of Jimmy Dinigan and Janie potential wedding. Oh, you got this, you got to hear this. All right. Exclusive. All right, let's see. What else we got? Nobody stops on Long Island. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. What else we got? I wonder if I did this show on a video, see, and everybody could see me, and I'm constantly moving around, moving my hands and making weird gestures and all that, and weird kinds of annoying things.
You would love that.
I bet your people would have something to say about that.
Oh yeah,
they could see me. See? Well, maybe someday my dream will come true. You'll be able to see me, even
right.
though I can't see you.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Cut that out. All right, what else we got? Around the world,
we got Lucy.
Long Island Connection.
Just
check them out. Facebook.
It's a short episode.
And the website, Long Island Connection. And let's see. James Bahamundi. He's a lawyer. Yeah. He rides around in a wheelchair.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's a lawyer, and the judges hate him.
What are you doing? Oh, wait. Sorry.
Will you cut that? Don't let him in the courtroom. Give him whatever he wants. Get him out of here. All right. That was Bahamundi you heard in the background there, too, I guess. I don't know who that was.
That was Lucy. She's waiting.
Oh, Lucille Ball. All right. The great, great Lucy.
Yeah.
All right. This little piece is going to be in honor of my dear friend
clip.
Rosie.
Otherwise, you'd be watching 20 minutes. I have a clip of 3 minutes of the show.
Yeah, my dear friend Rosie. And
yeah, she liked Lucy. She liked a lot of comedians, but she used to watch this with me. Her and I used to watch
all right.
this. Because I like Lucy, too. Both
all right, let
her
roll for
them.
Rosie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we
Here
go. In a sight.
Wait a minute. Okay. She's dancing now.
Minerals, vitamins, alcohol, 23%.
She's eating with her eyes open, just like candy. So visual, I don't like that. I can't see it that well. She's eating the candy. That's the episode with the candy.
Be quiet so we can hear it.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, Vita Vega Vita, the famous Lucy piece,
yeah.
Of course, and that for our dear friend Rosie. Prayers for Rosie. Rosie's on the hospice.
Yes.
And we love her.
You know what I pray for my mom? That she opens her eyes and just looks at them and says, I'm hungry. That's what I pray for.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and they give her some good food.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Not that nursing home.
I'd bring her food. Forget them. I said, this is for my mom. Give it to her. And if you don't, that'll be the problem.
All right, Inner Sight Frolics around the world, and let's see, what else we got? Oh, give me some Honeymooner music.
Okay, let me get back to that screen. Hold
the
on.
Biting Buzzard is here, by the way.
Oh, she is? Oh, well, say hello to the Biting Buzzard. Hold on a sec. Yeah, got it back.
Biting Buzzard has joined us.
Oh, darn.
All right, here's a little... Right,
give me a second. Wait.
A little Honeymooner music there.
It'll be here. Just give me a moment. I don't know where my screen went. I got a brand new phone, so I'm still learning it. They don't give you any instructions in large print, so you got to figure it out yourself. Seriously speaking.
Yeah, the usual story.
Yeah.
Now, there's an example. You're supposed to be able to use the phone to read it, but how can you use the phone to read it if you don't know how to work it?
That's true, and I'm sitting here fucking them out all day trying to figure the damn thing out.
Well, you should
Seriously.
Call. Let them
I
tell
will.
You how to do it.
All right, Honeymooners? You ready? Okay.
Tell them how to do it.
Yeah, I should.
I'm sure glad you were able to meet me, Norton, for lunch. What is it, Ralph? You know, I don't have much time, you know. Well, as you well know, the economy's in big trouble. Yeah, well, that's what they say, you know. People losing their jobs and everything, and with the inflation and all that, and whatever that is, Gee, I had an inflation when I was little. What are you talking about? I had a balloon. Get out of here. Anyway, listen. For $10, I'll give you 10% of the Ralph Crandon Corporation. $10? $10? I don't have $10. I'm broke. Trixie took all my money before I went down the sewer.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well... Or can't you get $10 from her? Well, I tried to get $10 from her last night, but she was standing too close to the pots and pans. Yeah. Well, listen. I have an idea how we can make millions. Oh, yeah? Well, I got to go back to work, Ralph. I'll see you around. Wait a minute. Where are you going? Well, the last time you said that, I lost everything. Including my pants. Well, that wasn't my fault. I told you not to sit on that chair with the glue. You wouldn't listen to me. Chair with the glue. Yeah, I'll never forget that, Ralph. That was very embarrassing. for the police to have to put a sheet over me. Geez, a good thing it wasn't you, Rob. That sheet would have been too small. Oh, shut up.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, we got to get the $10.
Yeah.
Because for $10, I'll give you a exclusive from the Rob Crandon Corporation.
There you go.
Now, here it is, pal. What is that, Rob? This little pill will make people live longer. Wait a minute. Where'd you get that? Well, you're not going to believe it. I was walking through the park, see, and a fella come up to me. Nice fella. And he says he had an accent, you know, like he came from Europe. And he's sitting there and he says, I don't know what I'm going to do or have. I can't do it. I have trouble. I can't do it. And I said, wait a minute, pal. What's your name? And he said, my name is Gabriel. Gabriel? Well, what are you troubled about? Well, my partner, he passed away and we had a pill. And I only have one left, and it's the pill that makes you live longer. Right here in this bottle is this pill now. Pill, huh? And I have no money, but for $5 I would sell it. $5? Wait a minute. Now, how do you know that pill works? Well, we tested it. For a long time, 3 weeks. Three weeks. Gee, that's a long time. Did it help anybody? Well, yes. The people that we tested this on, they're still alive. They're still living.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, listen. Now, I got $5. You mean if I buy this pill, now how am I going to get more of them? Oh, here now in the bottle is the formula. Oh, the formula. Yeah, let's see. Water, sugar, color, and other vulnerable production. What does that mean? That means don't worry, you just put what I tell you. Oh, all right. Well, hey, here's your $5. Wait a minute, Rob. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that some guy in a park sold you a pill for $5 and he said it helped people live forever? Well, he didn't say forever, but he said longer. Now, for $10, I'll give you a piece in my corporation, which I'm calling Live Longer. I don't know, Rob. I don't know.
Sorry.
Do you know what a corporation is, Norton? Well, of course I know what a corporation is.
Sorry.
You think I'm a dummy? A corporation is a conglomerate of parties that get together for a specific purpose. To work toward the end of a conglomerate and incapacitated results. Now, how did you know that? You know the sewer right here? Well, upstairs, there's an office. Pierce, Dean, and Ketchum. And that's how I know about corporations, Ralph. Yeah, well, I don't know, Ralph, but I want to invest in your corporation, but I don't have the $10, so maybe you better find somebody else. That's all right, pal. I'll get the money. I'll get it from Alice. Well, I gotta have the $10, Alice. It's very important. I'm gonna be rich.
You're gonna be rich? Some stupid guy, gives you a pill in the park. In a bottle, and you don't even know what it is, and you're going to be rich. Ralph, you pulled some schemes in your day, but this is the worst. And try to drag poor Norton into it. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I gotta have the $10. You're gonna force me to do illegitimate work. Illegitimate. Yeah, I'm gonna find that guy Gabriel, and we're gonna pull a heist.
What? Wow! Don't you dare!
Yeah, well, I'm looking for Gabriel. He said he worked here. Gabriel? Oh, he's in jail. Jail? Yeah, they caught up to him. He's in big trouble. Trying to sell sugar pills, passing them off for drugs. I wouldn't have anything to do with him if I were you. Cheat. Stupid Ralph. All right, in his sight, around the world, don't take any pills you don't know about. That's the moral of that one.
Right.
Including the vaccine. If you don't know what's in it, how can you take it?
That's
you know,
right.
Most people, they take that stuff, they go to a place to get it. I bet
right.
you they don't even ask the pharmacist or the doctor, whoever is administrating it, what's in this? How many people ask that question when they go take the vaccine?
I do.
You do. All right. You're unusual. I bet you the average person doesn't.
You know why? Because I don't know what if I have allergies, what's in it. You know? I want to make sure.
You asked, and what do? They read your list?
No, they told me to go online and read it myself.
Go online?
They told
you mean they don't
mom.
Tell you what's in it before they give it to you?
No. No.
Oh, I don't trust that. Oh, there's something funny going on with that one.
Yeah.
All right.
Because usually they
beware
don't
the eyes of March.
Both.
And all the other months with this vaccine. All right. 213-816-1650. We got Louie. Is Louie on the line? That's the number here, by
Hold
the
on.
Way.
Let me look again. Let's see if he's on the line now. Come on.
All right. In a sight.
It closed.
Frolics. Don't forget, we're on television. Wednesday night, 11 o'clock. 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Don't forget, Inner Sight, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Thursday night, 7:30, Altice. That's all over Long Island. Thursday night, Channel 20. 20 on Thursday night. So check it out. All right, this is the Inner Sight.
Sorry.
Funnies.
And Louie's there.
And we got Louie the Lip coming up
right
here on Inner Sight Live. So let's take a phone call from Louie on
okay.
regular Friday
here
night.
Here he comes.
Maniac. Inner Sight.
Woo!
Who is that about?
Hello?
Who's that?
Hello, Suzanne.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, my name is Rosanna Dana, talking to the Block Talk Radio on the Frolics.
Oh,
all
Rosanna
right.
needs a test, you know, for COVID. We got to do it on our bottom, you know, from our bottom. We never
hey,
did.
You gotta help me fight for him. The swab is strikes again.
Yeah, the swab.
Yeah, the swab.
We gotta make sure that she's not contagious. All right.
And then I settle and I gotta go to the ladies' bathroom with the swab.
Yeah. Yeah. Ladies' bathroom in the hall.
Right. Uh huh.
Yeah.
I don't want to stick the swab through the nose. Oh no.
Well, the bathroom got locked from the inside. There's somebody in there. We can't open the door. There's somebody in there. And,
Give me the hammer, Frank. I'll use the hammer to open up the door.
Somebody got stuck in the toilet.
I think
Give me a hammer, I'll open it up.
Yeah. Gabriel got stuck in the toilet of the bathroom.
Again.
We better call his mother.
Uh-oh. Gabriel's in trouble.
Yeah, he's in trouble, okay, so I'll talk to Pat Cooper and Jerry Lewis and the late Gil and Rosanna Dan. I'll talk to we're speaking into the women's bathroom.
Yeah, he snuck in there and locked the door. Now the door jammed up. Maybe the biting buzzer can get him out.
Well, maybe she could pick at the door.
Yeah, pick up the door. Yeah.
Now the biting buzzard, man. She could pick at the door.
The biting buzzard is trying to jimmy
the
door.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
Gabriel, go through the window. Oh, I can't fit through the window. You can't fit through the window.
I went to the bathroom and then someone's sitting down. I'm talking to one of those comedians. I see a swab in my hand. It'd be weird. It tickles too. Anyway, go take the swab. Put it through my booty.
Your booty.
Your booty. It tickles.
Yep.
Your booty tickles.
Yeah.
I just wondering.
Hey, imagine
Coochie.
Louis. If we roasted you.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
On Inner Sight.
Yeah.
You know, we had a couple of celebrities. Let's say we had Gene
means
Martin.
That you,
Jimmy
you're
Stewart.
You're being focused upon in one show. Basically.
But when is you gotta let me know when a celebrity of Louis Rivera, we honor Louis Rivera as a celebrity.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what it's about.
we're gonna roast
like
you.
That.
Now you
you're gonna roast
now you. You sit there and we're gonna have a mini roast on Louis. You know, and the first celebrity to talk about Louis is the late great Jimmy Stewart. Don't play those bongo drums because you're gonna give me a headache. See, yeah, those bongos they bang in my head. Yeah. You know, or some people say I had too much to drink. That's not the bongos. It's because I went over to Dean Martin's house. See. And I stole all his liquor. Yeah. And Louis played the bongo drums. The great Louis Rivera with the cucarachas and the bongos.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cucarachas.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, after I left Dino's house, he wanted to be part of the roast, so... Here he is on the roast for Louis Rivera, the great conga player.
All right.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy, now listen. When next time you come over to my house,
Make sure you come in the back door, will you? Oh, why is that? Well, because the front door is where all the liquor is. And it's all gone.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to it. Oh. Hey, Louie, this is Dean Martin, and if I sound a little funny, if I sound a little funny, it's because I had to go out and buy a lot of new liquor, see, because Jimmy was over the house and he wiped me out. Now listen, Lou. Who's your favorite bongo drum player? Who's the favorite of all time?
Roberto Ruena, Bongo Cero.
Oh, yeah, I remember him. Yeah, we had a couple of drinks one night at the club. Me and Roberto Rivera.
Yeah. And beware for Buffy Casalvo.
Buffy Casalvo, yeah.
We're
not
putting her on honoring Buffy Casalvo on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we could do that, sure, you know. But we got to make sure that she doesn't get any liquor. There'll be no drinking on this show.
That's right.
Well, now listen, Dean. You're not one to talk. I mean, every time I turn around, you got a glass of wine in your hand. That's not wine. That's cleaning fluid. I'm a very clean person.
Yeah.
All right. The great Louis Rivera roasted on Inner Sight.
Yeah.
And
next we'll be
how about a little song? Got a song for us? What was that song you sang the other night?
Next we're going to be honoring Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
Yeah. We'll do that, too.
Hey, my name is Rosanna Dan. I'm talking to Block Talk Radio. I'm my pal, Pat Cooper. And I was talking to the Italian singer, the song Peppino the Italian Mouse, song by Lou Monti, the Italian Mouse.
Oh, you know that song?
Yeah. That's it.
Go ahead, give us a little of it.
Yeah, give us a little of it.
Signorati, signore, vieni proprio Peppino della terra. Peppino, your metal mouth is coming, run away. Hey, sangria, walk around here, walk and play. You eat my cheese and drink my sangria, he wants to walk away. I pull it up, up, and up, 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 I'll push you in the bungalow.
That's good, Lou. I like that.
That's a cool song, man. I know that little song.
Yeah.
All right, Louis Rivera on Inner Sight. A little craziness, huh? Thanks, Lou.
Oh, this is Louis, the Rosanna Dana. And one of these days, you got to give me a call. We're honoring Louis Rivera of the voice of Rosanna Dana. Coming to you to the Frolix in one of these days on Inner Sight. You got to give me a ringy-ringy at this phone number. And then we're honoring Louis Rivera on Inner Sight on the Frolix on a Friday night.
All right.
Okay. All right.
We got to tell people about the Jimmy Dinigan wedding.
Uh-oh, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. When I go to bed, I'm going to wear my fish stockings and my blindfold mask when I go to bed.
Huh?
All right.
Okay, Lou. Go ahead.
Thanks, Louis.
Hey, Suzanne, you're pretty. I love you.
We love you, too.
I appreciate that. Take care. I love you, too. Good night.
Teddy bear.
Huh? Oh, yeah, thank you.
Friendly teddy bear.
A teddy bear. Oh, thank you. You take care.
All right, let's go.
Bye-bye.
Let's move on.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye. Love
you. Bye-bye. Take care.
All right. Yeah, when you were a kid, I don't know, it probably happened to a lot of kids. When you were a kid, sometimes you'd think about what it'd be like to get married, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you talk about it and all that. Well, one day, we were in school, see, and Jimmy Dinigan with his style,
yeah.
You know, when Jimmy got something in his mind, he would just spring to his feet and say it. You couldn't shut him up. Yeah. So one day we're sitting there, and Miss Ma's giving us a lesson, and you know, and everything's nice and cool and all that. And Jimmy, all of a sudden, out of the blue, he says, "I'm gonna marry Janie."
What? "Hey, Janie, I'm going to marry Janie when we get big. We go out, I'm marry Janie. Yeah, I'm going to marry Janie. I'm going to marry Janie."
And Janie says,
"Oh, no, you're not. No, you're not, Jimmy."
And Miss Ma says, "Be still." And everybody's yelling, and we're all in an uproar, you know, and the whole class is freaking out.
Laughing.
You know? And I got up and I said, I said to Janie, I said, "What's the matter, Janie? Don't you like Jimmy?"
"No, I can't stand him. I can't marry Jimmy."
I said, "Why not?"
"Because I have pale gingerbread coming out of my ears."
You know, and then Jimmy.
Better what she said. Out of her butt, she said.
That made it worse, because then Jimmy said, "Pale ginger ale, fine. We're going to have all kinds of pale ginger ale at the wedding, Janie. Don't worry. Don't worry, I got pale ginger ale." And he's going on and on and on. And Miss Ma, as she did, she used to do a lot, she left the room. She had to go out in the hall.
You don't blame her.
A break. And she went across the hall and she got Miss Carey, you know. But Jimmy's going on and on and on. "Oh, it's going to be a beautiful wedding, and Janie's going to wear a white dress, and I'm going to wear, I got a suit. Yeah. And we're going to have pale ginger ale and a lot of food. We're going to have tuna fish."
"I hate tuna fish, Jimmy. Don't give me any tuna fish."
And he's going on and on and on about this wedding, man. It was so damn funny. You know? And Miss Carey came in, you know, and people started to settle down a little bit. But, that was funny. With the wedding that never was. I mean, well, I don't know. I shouldn't say that. Maybe they did get married. How do I know?
Oh, no, I don't think so. She would have straightened them out with the pale ginger ale.
I don't know, but that would have been the weirdest. But you know, when people grow up, they're different than when you're young, when you're little.
Oh, yeah.
So you never know
what he did with the pale ginger ale. You sure hope
I could have
right?
never married Janie. Oh, God.
What was wrong with Janie? She just was weird?
She just didn't.
Maybe
I wasn't attracted to her for one time. I think Jimmy was, but I wasn't.
There you go. Well, maybe she looked different and was different when she got older, you know?
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe she was a knockout when she got older.
I don't know. I liked another girl in the class anyway.
Ah.
But she didn't like me.
Uh-oh.
Well, I didn't care. I liked her anyway. Yeah. But anyway, it was so funny when Jimmy did that, out of the blue. And nobody expected it, you know. That's what made it more... More weird and humorous,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
All right, in sight. Monday we'll be with you. Matt, glad Monday. Don't forget Tuesday's open mic. Wednesday and Thursday we got different subjects. And of course on Friday we got the funnies. So.
That's right. Don't forget.
Hope you had a little fun. And anybody, hey, is there any comics out there? You want to call in some Friday or let us know? We'll have you on here.
We'll have
you.
Got to
keep
fun.
It clean.
Yeah, clean is our subject.
It can be stupid, but clean.
Yeah, right.
You know. So anybody out there, you want a little practice around the world, we got over 100,000 listeners.
What they can do is, you know, rename what they're talking about so that it's, you know, PG, you know. This way, like, you know, if you have a curse, you know, rename it or whatever. We'll know what you're talking about, but it will be PG, you know, or PC, we should say.
Well, as long as you keep as long as you keep your dialogue
clean,
you know. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight around the world, and of course, prayers for Rosie.
Thank you.
You know, and a miracle. We need a miracle.
Yeah, we certainly
for Rosie.
Do.
And you know, part of that miracle would not only to get her to come back to life, but to get her out of that damn nursing home.
That would be beautiful.
That would be part of it to me.
Yeah.
My way of thinking.
Yeah.
So that's a tall order.
Yes, it is.
You know. But she deserves it.
Oh, yeah. She more than deserves it. She's a great person. She's not only my mom, she used to really help a lot of people. You know, she loved
people. I hope you heard the show last night where we honored Rosie.
Yeah. She's been through a lot, but she also helped
the other night.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. All right. In a sight, frolics. And let's see. What we got coming up?
We don't have any shows for next week yet. We have to think about some.
Oh, okay. We don't have any titles. You mean.
Correct. We had thought about ideas, but not anything concrete yet.
Oh, we got to get a couple of show titles.
Show titles. Mm-hmm.
Anybody got any ideas? Give us a call, 631-224-3090. Or you can use the email, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. Got an idea for a show? We'd love to hear it. We're open.
Very.
All right. In the meantime, be safe. Fortify your immune system.
That's right.
Yeah, the oil of oregano, the apple cider vinegar, zinc, all kinds of good things that you can
take. You know what I would love to do is make a little formulation of all the things that we mentioned. You know, that'd be cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you gotta have a chemist to do that. Got to be licensed.
Yeah.
If you're going to tell people to take it.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
Everything has to be listed on the bottle and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a major undertaking.
Yeah, I know.
Do something like that. I mean, unless you're going to use it for your own personal use, that's different.
Yeah. They have these little capsules that are empty.
You got to be careful because a lot of things don't mix.
Yes.
Well, they mix and they could cause trouble with some people, you know.
It's true.
That's why you got to get the people who know how to do that.
Very true.
That's where the disease control people aren't doing their job. Why? How come
that's
they
right.
didn't do that?
I don't know. They just don't do their job.
How do you control a disease? You got to give somebody something to take
that's right.
going to keep the disease away from them.
That's true.
They didn't do that.
Nope.
I haven't heard of one formula or one doctor. And all they do is get on the news and make these stupid comments, you know. But I never heard one of them say, "Oh, take this,
well, stop
and you'll protect
that.
Yourself."
Nothing. That's true.
You know, not one of the conventional doctors I'm talking about. Have I ever heard them say that?
Yeah.
You know.
I heard some of them talk about it, but the problem is. They say, be careful because this interferes with that. Maybe they're right, but you know what? Maybe you should. I'm sorry. Sorry. Yeah.
But they should create a formula that, you know.
They should.
That blends together.
Yeah.
Where people don't have to worry about that unless you're, you know, if you're allergic to something, that's different, but.
Yeah.
They didn't create a formula people could take.
No.
Antiviral formula.
Sure.
There's plenty of antiviral herbs and stuff. A lot of them.
Yep.
They don't believe in it.
No.
All right, Inner Sight does. And
yeah.
We'll be with you Monday, mad or glad.
Yeah.
So, if you're going to get vaccinated, I would check that list.
Oh yeah.
On the Center for Disease Control, it's probably on that website. The list of side effects. Now, I don't know what they are, but maybe we'll do a show on that Wednesday.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
The list of side effects.
Yeah, it's a real good idea.
Yeah. You know, and of course, everybody's an individual, so certain people will be affected more than others, you know.
Of course.
But I'm curious to know what those side effects are.
Right.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah.
And we'll get it out to the public and, you know, talk about it and see what can be done. Give people ideas. Give people ideas what they can take to counteract some of the side effects.
Yeah, exactly.
If they're taking the vaccine. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. Phone number. Want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and of course,
60 seconds.
Prayers for Rosie.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
God watch over her. Inner
thank
Sight.
Thank you very much.
Around the world. So we'll be with you Monday, 8 o'clock, Eastern Time, Blog Talk Radio. With some more Inner Sight. Everybody needs more of that. Especially these doctors. A lot of these doctors need Inner Sight.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
It would help them. To help people.
Yes, they do.
All right. So give us more Inner Sight. Thank you so much. Hope you had a little
good
fun.
Night,
we'll be with you Monday night.
10.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.